This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Cofer, C-O-F-E-R, first name Craig, C-R-A-I-G. The date of birth, December 6, 1959. Date of evaluation, April 23rd, 2026. The referring physician, Dr. Valerie Behl, B-E-H-L. The chief complaint, 66-year-old male, referred for disability evaluation. The HPI. The patient is a 66-year-old male with history of type 2 diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, hyperlipidemia, Charcot-Marie neuropathy bilaterally, and history of Schatzky's ring, period. The patient stated that he has had no chest pain, shortness of breath, or palpitations, period. However, he has family history of heart disease, period. He currently denies any cardiovascular symptoms, period. His past medical history includes type 2 diabetes, next number hypertension, next number coronary artery disease, next number hyperlipidemia, next number Charcot-Marie neuropathy, next number Schatzky's ring, next number congenital inguinal hernia, past surgical history. He has had repair of the congenital hernia, next number tonsillectomy at age 33, next number hand surgery. The medications, amlodipine, 10 milligrams one daily, clonidine, 0.1 milligrams, take 2 daily, losartan, 100 milligrams, 1 daily, metformin, 850 milligrams, BID, rosuvastatin, 20 milligrams, HS, carvedilol, 6.25 milligrams BID, loratadine 10 milligrams daily, Lyrica 75 milligrams daily, Percocet 20 milligrams over the counter. No patient had been admitted to the hospital in November of 2025, at which time it was advised that clonidine, metformin, and clothalidone be discontinued, period. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, grandfather, father, and all his uncles and aunts apparently died with congestive heart failure. Social history, there's no history of cigarette smoking or alcohol use. He reports prior marijuana use, period. The review of systems, constitutional, remarkable skin. He reports itching, eyes. He wears reading glasses, ears. He has tinnitus, respiratory. He has dyspnea, cardiac. He reports orthopnea, gastrointestinal. He has constipation, genitourinary. He has frequency and urgency. Musculoskeletal has Charcot-Marie tooth disease, period. He has difficulty walking secondary to same, period. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 130/72, pulse 82, respiratory rate 18, height 74 inches, weight 190 pounds. In general, he's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The patient is noted to have a bilateral foot drop, period. The examination otherwise unremarkable. The data review, he has had prior cardiac testing, angiogram August 1st, 2023. The patient has single vessel distal left circumflex artery disease. Benefits of intervention were questionable. Echocardiogram on April 20th, 2023 revealed mild concentric left ventricular hypertrophy, left ventricular ejection fraction 55-60%. There was grade 1 diastolic dysfunction. Nuclear gated scan on April 12, 2023 demonstrated a very large area of inferior wall perfusion abnormality, which was felt to be fixed. Carotid ultrasound on April 2023 revealed mild atherosclerotic disease of the internal carotid arteries bilaterally. Holter monitor April 12, 2023, 100% sinus rhythm, no AFib, no pauses or block, rare PACs and isolated couplet, noted moderate PVCs, period. The impression, this is a 66-year-old male with history of coronary artery disease who is referred for evaluation, period. Since his last hospitalization, medications were adjusted, and he is once again taking amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, carmeclonidine 0.1 milligrams BID, losartan 100 milligrams daily, metformin 850 milligrams BID, rosuvastatin 20 milligrams nightly, spironolactone 25 milligrams daily, carvedilol 6.25 milligrams BID, period. He is also taking pregabalin 75 milligrams BID, period. The patient is felt to be clinically stable. He appears to be on GDMT, period. No further interventions at this time. Consideration for LexiScan to reassess ischemia. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, pending dictation. Thank you.